Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. What a glorious looking morning. I don't see a cloud in the sky. Leave your jacket at home as we're going to see temperatures in the mid-70s today. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Brian Kelly of thepointsguy.com. Brian, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Brian is a travel expert and consumer advocate who specializes in using points for miles to travel for free or close to it. Brian used to fly more than 100,000 miles plus per year as a recruiter for Morgan Stanley, and he's now combining his love for travel and his rewards and program expertise at thepointsguy.com. Sounds like a pretty cool job, especially with a little less travel.
You know what? I'm actually traveling even more these days, but you know, once you catch the travel bug, it's hard to get over it.
Well, travel's pretty important here in Michigan. A lot of business folks on the road, a lot of people taking their vacations. Before we talk about some ways to save money, tell us about some of your recent trips. I read that you recently took the world's longest flight. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Singapore Airlines flies nonstop from New York to Singapore, and it actually takes the polar route, and it's about 19 hours when all is said and done, and I redeemed 60,000 United miles because they're Star Alliance partners, and $2.50 in fees to take a flight that would probably cost about $4,000.
Oh my! It cost you $2.50?
Yep. But I know, it was hard to shell out that $2, but it was well worth it.
But flying frequently allows you to build up those miles.
Exactly. Well, actually, I think most of the miles that I accrue are actually from credit cards and promotions and understanding, you know, how to leverage every single dollar that you spend smartly.
So what you're saying, Brian, is you don't necessarily have to attain all those miles actually flying, but you can get them a lot of other ways.
Exactly. Think about how much your household spends and make sure you're putting all of that on one of the, you know, really lucrative points earning credit cards. I think that's the easiest way most families can start racking up.
All right. Where do we go to find out the best place to get these reward points? Which credit cards are the best? Which hotels and so on?
You know, that's the thing. There's not a lot of places out there that can help decide. You know, there's just so many different variables, so many, you know, how much money your family spends. I mean, my site, thepointsguy.com, I usually run through all the major credit cards and will highlight this is how you actually really take advantage of the card. And I think it's important. I mean, it's okay to have a couple different credit cards that you use for different types of expenses. I think I have a beginner's guide on my site, and it's, you know, before jumping in, the concepts can be a little bit complex. So go to my site, read through the beginner's guide, understand the basics, and then go from there.
What do you tell people who say, oh, I've got kids and I got a business to run, I don't have time to be looking up all the details for these websites, for these reward points?
I mean, that's absolutely understandable, but if you want to get the most back for your money, you know, if you want to be traveling for free, if you want to be, you know, if gift cards are what you're after, if you want to be maximizing that, it does take a little bit of time and effort. However, these days there are people who will actually, you can pay them and they'll book your reward for you. So, you know, if you have a couple hundred thousand American Express points and want to take the family to Europe, there are experts out there that can, that'll do the dirty work for you. So,
Brian, you say airlines websites lie. There's actually tons of award availability on flights. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. For example, Delta, you know, they're part of the SkyTeam Alliance. And, you know, if you're trying to go to Rome and trying to route through Detroit, their website is just, it's fundamentally broken, and it won't pull in a lot of their partners like Alitalia. And it won't really think of different routing options through different cities. So, unfortunately, you know, that's where understanding the ins and outs really come into play, because you should do your own research and then call into Delta and say, I want to go to Italy. I'm okay taking different partners and work with the rep to find something that works, because the online websites are just terrible.
All right. What's one of the best ways to use frequent flyer miles?
I mean, I always say, you know, whatever you get the most value from. Look, you know, I don't like to tell people as, you know, that there's one certain way. But in general, I mean, if you value international business or first class. Since those tickets are just so insanely expensive to buy, they're relatively easy to get using miles. And I think people will be surprised, especially last minute. Airlines open up tons of award space. So, you know, if you're flexible and you can travel last minute, booking those international first class trips are generally the most memorable and enjoyable because, you know, just knowing that you'd never be able to buy the ticket, but miles got you there, I think that's what always does it for me.
We're talking with travel expert Brian Kelly of thepointsguy.com. Now, you say there are a ton of ways to keep miles active without flying, and it's easiest spending 99 cents. How do we do that?
Well, most airline programs, all they look for is just activity on the account. So, and most airlines these days are linked up with shopping portals, which is another one of the ways I highlight on my site to really rack up points. So, for example, Delta has their SkyMiles shopping website. And all it is just a collection of links. So you go in and log in with your frequent flyer account, and there's hundreds and hundreds of different vendors that you can purchase items. And iTunes happens to be one of them. So all you have to do is log in with your frequent flyer number. You click the iTunes button. It'll load iTunes as normal, and then you get, you know, 1 or 2 miles for every dollar that you spend at that vendor. So you buy that 1.99 cent song or $1.29, and your miles will be, you know, you'll automatically about a week or two later get miles deposited in your account, and it'll reset the expiration on those miles.
Now, we can get a lot of points from credit cards. That's a biggie. Which is the best one, and what else do you recommend when it comes to getting miles from credit cards?
I think, you know, there's a lot of different types of credit cards that people need to understand. They're not all the same. I personally recommend getting transferable point credit cards. So these are the programs that will let you accrue into one pool and then transfer to a bunch of different airline and hotel programs. So that way you're not banking all your miles with one airline or one hotel chain. I think the Chase Sapphire Preferred has a 40,000 point sign-up bonus. They waive the annual fee the first year. And I think one of the other important things is having no foreign transaction fees. If you travel internationally, some credit cards will ding you with an extra 3% fee just for using the card. Cards like the Chase Sapphire Preferred and the American Express Platinum don't have those fees. So,
tell us about built-in stopovers. It's complicated to create an award itinerary with extra stops, but maybe not as complicated as we think.
Right. Most airlines will actually let you, you know, instead of just flying a simple round trip from point A to point B and back, you can actually build in other cities. So if you wanted to go to Europe and hit up, you know, London and Rome, don't buy your ticket to London and then, or don't use miles to get to London and then buy tickets from there. I think, you know, simplicity-wise, a lot of people do that. But, you know, depending on the airline lines, if you're using American Airline miles or British Airways miles, they link up with their alliance partners in Europe, like Iberia, if you were going to go to Madrid. And, you know, each airline is separate, and I've actually done reviews on all the major frequent flyer programs and how they let you maximize rewards. But, you know, with Delta, for example, you can go to Africa but stop in Europe on the way, you know, for a week or two, however long. So it gets a little bit tricky, but once again, investing that hour into understanding your frequent flyer miles will just make them that much more valuable
for you. All right, final question for you. I'm a big upgrade guy. There's nothing like flying first class, but sometimes there's usually huge fees involved with upgraded tickets.
Exactly, yeah. Upgrading used to be one of the best deals out there. Nowadays, all the airlines have pretty much upped the stakes. You know, they make you pay huge copays. They'll make you buy refundable economy fares, which can be more expensive than discount business class. So, you know, the luster there has worn off. That being said, there are still opportunities. You know, business and first class is so expensive to purchase. It can be, you know, 6 times as expensive as coach. So I always recommend do the math. You know, in advance, understand with the airline that you're flying, what are the requirements to upgrade, and then check out and actually price out what it costs to buy business or first class. And, you know, if it makes sense, then go for it. You only live once, right?
We've been talking with travel expert Brian Kelly. All you need to do is go to thepointsguy.com, and you'll find out all Brian's information there. Brian, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Safe travels.
It's currently 52 degrees at 817. This is where you always stay in touch with Lansing, the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. WILS News Director Rich Hurl will tell you about the Detroit International Bridge Company's ballot measure to require public vote on construction of a Detroit to Canada bridge. And the efforts to stop Governor Snyder from building that bridge. He'll do that for you in about 10 minutes on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.